Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, and I say this every week, but I believe it's the truth, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And He does not even waste our failures. That's awesome news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today's podcast is the story behind my song, I Will Magnify. This is from the studio recording called I Cry Holy. The song came to me way back on August 11th and August 14th of 2006. There are times in our lives, more often than we care to admit, when we feel overwhelmed and wonder why God would allow us to go through so much adversity. Often we fall prey to the unspoken belief in Christendom that tells us that life should be easier for believers. I used to think that. Of course, quite the opposite is true, and why is that? When we follow Christ, His enemy is enraged. Satan hates who we stand for and who we follow. He hates who we are as new creations. He is bound and determined to make our lives miserable. What he does not understand is grace. God uses the very circumstances of life and the very darts of the enemy to bring glory to His name and refreshing rain to our deserts. This song came during one of those such moments in my life where the onslaught seemed to be endless. My determination? God is in control and I will praise Him. Psalm 69:30 in the New King James Version says it like this: I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Let's magnify the Lord right now.
Yeah.
That is the truth. I will magnify the Lord no matter what life brings my way. I just will. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4 says this, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Exalt the Lord with me, and let's exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and rescued me from all my fears. My physical struggle with Parkinson's makes the words of this song very, very real to me. No matter what, I will continue to magnify the Lord. I just will. Much like Job, when his life was being torn apart and the enemy continuously bombarding his mind with fiery darts, trying to cause Job to doubt and reject God, Job said this, Though he, and who's he? God. Though he slay me, I will hope in him. Nevertheless, I will argue my ways before him. Job's faith was such that he believed God was good even when bad things happened to him. Job's belief was that God would use even the tremendous loss and suffering that he had experienced for his own good. Job continued to do what? To magnify the name of the Lord. That is why this song was born way back in 2006. The only thing that has changed are my circumstances. Jesus remains the same. So I will continue to magnify the name of Jesus Christ until the day I die. If you are feeling bombarded by the lies of the enemy today, do this. Magnify the Lord. If you are feeling less than the new creation God says you are, magnify the Lord today. Whatever your circumstances, just do this. Magnify the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. All I ask you to do today is something simple. If you don't mind, would you go to wherever you are listening to this podcast and leave a review for me? That would mean a lot to me. And I'm going to leave you with this. If you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this and get it good. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who he says you are. And while you're at it, why don't you magnify the name of Jesus?